Hi, this is Cliff from the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast, where we count down five of the most impressive, interesting stories from our show this week.
Oh my gosh, there's some great stuff going on in the world, and we want to share them with you.
Listen up, everybody.
I'm all ears.
Listen. Oh my God.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
I'm trying to understand the thought process here. Let's say I'm a thief and I walk into a Walmart and I think, you know, I'm going to bypass the jewelry and the really expensive stuff and I'm going to go right to the fish. And there is, you know, what do I feel like in the fish department? I'm halibut. No, I had that yesterday. How about trout?
Trout. Haven't had trout for a while. Yeah.
And what do I do with it? Trout. I don't have a backpack. It's not going to fit my pockets. I know. I'm going to put the trout down my pants.
Oh, my God. Now, if that's not bad enough of a scenario, shoplifting trout in Walmart and shoving it down your pants, the guy started peeing at the same time. Obviously, that attracted a little bit of attention. Even in the Walmart fish department, it attracted attention. And security guards stopped him when he tried to leave the store. And the cops got there and he said, you know, I'm not too worried about shoplifting the trout or peeing because they're misdemeanors. You know, so at least I'm not going out with a felony. Thanks very much. But he told them he'd been drinking. And trout isn't really good drinking food, is it?
No.
And I don't know. Is it a new way to marinate trout? To pee on it? I just don't know.
You know, a proper marinade does have a little acidity to it. So, I mean, technically, he was probably, maybe you saw it on the Food Network.
All right. Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat.
Well, I want to wish happy anniversary to Sharon and her wonderful husband, Richard. They celebrated recently, number nine.
Nine years, right? Yeah, we did. And we went out for anniversary dinner and we exchanged anniversary cards at dinner because, truthfully, neither of us is organized to have the cards ready for in the morning. So we exchanged anniversary cards at dinner. And the funny thing was, Richard said to me, I've got two cards for you. One's kind of a funny one, and I'll give you that one first. And I said, that's fine. I've got two cards too, and I've got kind of like a funny one. And so we exchanged the funny ones. And the envelopes were the same size. And Richard said, we were just kidding. He said, wouldn't it be funny if we got the same card? Well, we opened them and we got each other exactly the same card.
Are you serious?
I'm not. Oh, yeah, I am serious. Hilarious. And it was like Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta in Greece. And I got it. Well, we both got it for the same reasons. I'm a huge Olivia Newton-John fan.
Yeah.
Just love, love, love. In fact, I don't know if I told you this. I was singing Olivia Newton-John in the streets of Mexico a couple of weeks ago when I was there. Did I tell you that? That's a whole other story.
Was there tequila involved?
No, it was just in the middle of the day. That's a whole other story. But we gave each other exactly the same card. I feel like, I mean, it's just,
you know,
so freaky. We know each other so well. Yes. We did that. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
You know what the official present is supposed to be for the ninth wedding anniversary?
What's that?
China.
Really?
China,
the whole country, or just a province?
Yes, you get the entire country.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Hey, we had this crazy story from Vegas on last week, and we have a follow-up to what truly was one of those, I'm slapping the top of my head, by the way, dopey moments where this young couple gets into the Ferris wheel, and they start getting jiggy with it, and of course, it's completely surrounded by glass, so everybody on the planet can see them, including the security cameras.
Yes.
Well, get this. Here's the true story.
Oh my God. It turns out
the guy involved was supposed to get married that day to a different woman.
Yes. His 27-year-old Philip, and he's from Houston, and he was in Vegas to marry his fiancée, Misty, right? Oh, isn't it lovely? Misty. Of course, her name's Misty. That's a bit judgy on the name, isn't it?
A little bit judgy on the name.
If there's a Misty listening, I'm sure you're a lovely girl. I'm not sure why your parents gave you a hooker name, but there you go. Is my mic on? I don't know what's gotten into me this morning. Before they had the ceremony, she confessed that she was pregnant and the baby wasn't his.
Oh my God.
They broke up day of the wedding. He went off and got hammered, drank some margaritas, and then randomly bumped into this Chloe chick from Hicksville, New York. She was in town celebrating her 21st birthday. They decided to go on the Ferris wheel, and they weren't like hooking up. They didn't have any plans of doing that or anything, but they kind of got there. The margaritas kicked in. They kind of looked at each other. Oh, you're kind of good looking. Yeah, you're kind of hot too. And they got into it. They didn't realize other people could see them.
You're in a glass encased.
Yeah, I know. I guess they thought it was tinted or something. I don't know. Meanwhile, fast forward 1 week, Philip and Misty have patched things up. She bailed him out of jail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're back together. No, they're not married yet, and no word of whether they're still going to go ahead and get married. But how long do you reckon that relationship's going to last?
Yeah, no kidding. I'd be betting on that. But think about it. If you think, okay, how do we move forward? Well, do both of these cancel it out and we just start with a clean slate? I mean, you got pregnant with another man. I had sex with somebody on a Ferris wheel, and I'm facing felony charges because
of
you.
Yeah, call it square. Yeah.
Let's call it square.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon.
No, I think we all have our favorite TV shows, especially ones to binge watch. My wife and I love The Good Wife. We'll watch the new Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as far as I get into the crime dramas or the documentaries, because you know, the stories about mass murders and stuff like that, I just don't want to watch. Right?
I know. Look, I will confess, I like to watch Investigation Discovery sometimes, and there's something compelling about watching... I don't know what the attraction is. I feel kind of bad even admitting that I like watching them, because really, why do you want to watch about some awful crime where somebody's died? But somehow it's compelling, and I kind of like it. The flip side of that is I hate being alone by myself at night, because it like spooks the heck out of me. So does it make you a bad person that you like watching those sorts of shows?
Well, it's compelling storytelling, and I think that the idea that they're it's fascinating to watch when it's all put together in a neat little package where it all makes sense to you. You know, seeing it play out in real time or seeing the gruesomeness of something can be disturbing, so I can understand why it'd be hard to sleep after something like that. I think this is a good question for Siri, because I'm not into these and you are, right?
Yeah, all right. Well, let me ask her. Siri, what do you think of documentary crime-solving TV shows?
The problem with crime documentary shows is that they seem like they are just giving people an instruction manual for committing crimes and getting away with it. They show you all of the tricks of the trade for detectives who investigate crimes, so you know what not to do and how to throw them for a loop. I am almost surprised that anybody ever gets arrested for crimes at all. The other problem with those shows is that when you binge watch them, you start to feel like a detective in your mind, and you will do weird things like tail sketchy looking people just in case they are up to no good, like a nut job.
You know what? That's interesting. My husband has got a theory. If you're driving somewhere where it's kind of, I don't know, where you see somebody on their own and they're not going for a walk, they're just randomly in a place. If you have a dog, you can be forgiven for being anywhere because you're taking your dog for a walk.
Yes.
But if you're in the middle of, like, God knows what back road and no dog, guilty.
You're sketchy.
Right? The dog is misdirection. That's his theory.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Antisocial!
You can say that again.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Well, this is going to be a little different than I thought.
One.
Imagine for a minute you're in a public bathroom and you reach for the toilet paper, and what comes out is something furry and soft. You're thinking, wow, are they trying something different? Is this Cottonelle? I mean, this is a new brand.
Yeah, I know.
What is this exactly?
Oh, my God. In Victoria, my home state, in a particular park there, they had public toilets, and a guy went in to change out the toilet paper top up the toilet paper in these dispensers, and he pulled the side off of the thing and went, whoa. And there was a possum living in there. I don't know how it even got in. The cover must have been
sealed,
off of it.
It's a sealed steel container with a couple of rolls that only allow like a shred of paper to come down, and that's what you're pulling. Like, how did the possum get
in
there?
I don't know. But he got in there, and there were two rolls of toilet paper, and he'd kind of chewed on one, made a little bit of a home for himself in there, and they had to get like a park ranger to relocate the possum. It's kind of cute. We got a photo. We've put it on our Facebook page. But let me just tell you, I will take your possum in a toilet dispenser and raise you a family of possums living in the walls of your house.
Come on.
No, we, Richard and I, before we moved to the US, we had remodeled this house in Queensland, a whole different state, and we woke up hearing these possums in the roof and in the walls. And we thought, what the hell? And so we were... It was an older house. It was built in the mid-60s. And so we were finding, as we were remodeling, all of these entry and exit points for these possums. And they're nocturnal. So mm-hmm. during the day, they're dead quiet. And they only annoy the crap out of you at night when you're trying to sleep.
Of course.
So we would find these holes and go, all right, so there's a hole. What you don't want to do is trap them all in there, because then they're going to die in the walls.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want that.
Terrible
so we
smell,
were plugging up all these holes and thinking, and till we got to the last one. And then it was such a palaver. I'm not joking. Our son, Richard's son, was about probably 17 at the time, and he concocted some jerry-rigged thing with a rubber band and a bit of bait and a stick and something. So when we heard the possums leave for the evening to go out foraging at night, we would hear them, and then the plan was to get up there and plug the last hole.
Got it. So that's pretty smart.
Yeah. And so he did this whole thing, then we'd hear these marble dropping, then we'd go, okay, they're out. So we all ran out there, we had a flashlight, we're balanced up on this ladder and plugged up the hole, and we're like, ha. And we're like, job done. They're out, and I'll have to go and find a new home. Except it wasn't the last hole, was it? And it took us, I'm not joking, it took us months to find all the entry and exit points and get these jolly possums out. And in the meantime, we went through mating season. They're noisy. I'm telling you, they do not keep it down when they're getting jiggy with it. Oh, my Lord.
I can see the video. Possums gone wild. You could have made a million on this.
Yes.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.